Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody.
Pardon it.
Here's your host, Greg Cody.
All right, this is very exciting because we're recording all together for the first time in Greg Cody Show history.
Wow.
I can touch Yeti right now. I won't, but I can. Greg Cody is sitting to my left. But we can't start with that. We need to start with the fact that Greg Cody just said that the people used to say you look like Al Leiter.
I've heard that in the distant past. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, back in the day.
No.
Yeah, nobody knows who Al Leiter is.
People do.
Okay.
All right. Was that a good place to start?
Yeah, it's
I mean,
fine.
It's just ridiculous that you said it. You don't look anything like Al Leiter.
Okay, I did at one time. You know, we were both younger at one time. That's how aging works. But, you know, nobody makes that up. Nobody on earth says they've been mistaken for Al Leiter, unless they have.
That's true. Al Leiter is a good-looking guy, though.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Yeti and the fact that he has been in Florida all day. This is 7 p.m. on Friday, and he took off, what, at 7 p.m., at like 5 a.m.? What time did you take off?
Left my house at 4:30 this morning.
Yeah. And I want to know, you spent like 7 hours today on I-95. You did a lot of driving today.
It felt that way.
How's Florida treating you so far? How was I-95?
I-95 is, you know, a little wild from time to time.
It's the wild, wild east.
I saw some stuff. Luckily, no accidents. But man, I saw some stuff that should have been accidents. But no, it was just this afternoon was really rough. Right. The rest of the day was just lots of cars, but it was moving.
Yeah.
Today, and this afternoon was.
How was your Cuban food lunch? You went to La Carreta.
Went to La Carreta. I had to get it to go because we realized this is a sit down place. We didn't know that.
Yeah.
And so we were running late for our band's practice session, and so
practice.
Got it to go.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you get?
I got the. I ended up just settling for the croqueta sandwich. It was good, but like I wanted something with like plantains and stuff.
Yeah.
I just didn't have time for it though.
Right. So.
Overrated croquetas.
Wow, that is a Cody. That like I agree with them. That's actually that's a Chris Cody and a Greg Cody take.
Yeah, I have to say that.
I am sad. I had to eat it so quickly that I didn't get a chance to really form much of an opinion on it.
Yeah.
There's always next
way
time.
To sit on the fence.
I know.
But he was practicing, as he mentioned. Moss Miami is coming up tomorrow night. We will have content in this episode. So in a few minutes, you will hear from us at Moss Miami. We're having, we're having fun there, and we're not even there yet.
That's right. No, I believe me, I'm so looking forward to it. But first, I want to say a couple of things. Okay.
Wow.
I talk about calendar jumpers.
Do you feel awkward doing this in front of all of us?
No. Why would I?
Are you feeling good?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, because we don't usually, we're a Zodcast. We've been a Zoom podcast. So like,
you're right.
It takes time. Like podcasts are better when they're in person, like, developing our chemistry in person. And like, I feel like we've only developed chemistry. We're like a couple that's never met before.
Right.
We've been dating for like 2 years and we've only met online.
That's true.
Online dating.
Well, I mean, Yeti and I had met once, but you and he met for the first time.
Like, right.
And it was like a momentous.
This is an important day for Yeti and I. It's our first time.
I know.
Like in person. It's going well so far.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Because it is like a first date. But calendar jumpers. Okay, I get an email.
We already did this. You've done this. You complained about this back in October.
Okay, this is Halloween. Different. What's the new
rub? It's a different time of year.
So you're just complaining about people that are already celebrating
Christmas?
I'm
complaining about something that's very topical right now because in my email today from Amazon.com, I get an email inviting me to buy last-minute stocking stuffers. Okay.
Which is like right when
there's
you would.
There's more than 2 weeks until Christmas. Don't
Dad,
pressure
this,
me with last minute.
For online purchases, this is last minute.
No, they deliver it in a minute and a half. listen,
not around the holidays.
Don't tell me 17 days before Christmas that I'm in last minute shopping.
Because you're an old school guy that goes to the mall.
Okay, no.
That's last-minute shopping to you. If you're doing online shopping for some items, you got to get that order in soon.
I've already ordered something online, which I ordered two of the same things from the same company, and one has been delivered and one hasn't. I don't know if anybody else is going through that kind of thing. So now I'm dealing with customer service, and how come I got one, I'm not going to say it in case your mother listens.
She doesn't.
I got one, and I haven't gotten the other, blah, blah, blah. But on a different topic, and this is important. Okay, I made a major trade with the Miami Herald this week.
Ooh, was it money related?
It was not money related. You should know better than that by now. But
is his biggest expenses sitting right here? Biggest expenses are in the room with him.
Both
right
of us,
now.
Yeah.
Believe me. But I agreed to work Christmas. The Dolphins play Green Bay in a home game on Christmas
Day. Wow, you're working that game.
I am working on Christmas Day. But in exchange for agreeing to do that, I no longer have to fly to Buffalo.
Whoa.
I'm off the Buffalo trip.
Oh, man. I cannot believe you did that.
I know, well,
that's like offensive as a family member of yours.
I know.
You should have sacrificed the week before to have Christmas off.
No. Okay. After the entire, every holiday has to be his day. After all of that, he's not going to be around on Christmas.
I know. Believe me.
I don't think I'm going to see you at all on Christmas now, because I think I've done this on the air in the Levitard show about how, you know, families ruin the holidays.
Right.
You know, because you have to, like, just go see everybody.
Yes,
and
right.
I believe the way we're splitting it up this year is I'm doing Christy's house in the morning, and we're going to be here in the afternoon and evening, and that's right when you leave for the Packers game.
Okay, but I think that'll still work, because I'll be home from the Packers game by 6.
Okay. So we'll see you at 6.
I think it'll still work. All anyway, right. we'll talk about that.
We're like making family plans.
But that's a major trade that I was able to broker.
That's interesting that you did that. Yeah. You're usually such a big holiday guy.
Oh,
like,
believe.
What? Why are you so like?
So opposed to going to Buffalo.
Can we digest here? The Dolphins are having the best season they've had in decades.
Right.
You'd think there'd be a little fire in the belly of like, yeah, I'll travel with them once this year for a big game.
Did not want to work on Christmas Day, but they were gently insistent. And so I worked the best trade I could.
No, but like, what about what we're saying, though? Listen to the words that are coming out of my mouth. You, like, what is with you that you've reached this point in your career where you don't want to travel once a year for a Dolphins team in the season?
What he was just saying, though, is that they weren't forcing him, but they were kind of saying,
right,
you probably need to work Christmas Day.
So correct.
He was saying, if you want me to do that,
yes,
don't send me to Buffalo with Bernie Pomaly.
With Bernie Pomaly.
Oh, so it's not really a trade then.
Well,
they were hinting that this needs to happen.
The way that my dad said it the first time, I thought was like he pitched it. Like,
well, look, I hate working on Christmas Day. You know that,
but not as much as you hate going to Buffalo. But like, I guess you're saying that you couldn't have done.
They wanted me to look. We have my relationship with the Miami Herald is give and take. I love my boss, John Devine.
Wow, we're talking about it right now.
He asks me to do something. He never quite says, you have to do this, but he lets me know when he really wants me to do something. I know he needed me to work Christmas Day. It's a 1 p.m. game. I said, okay. And then he volunteered in exchange for that. Don't go to Buffalo because the Buffalo game is, is it a night game?
No. Oh, no, it's been moved to Saturday night.
It has, it's 17th. Okay. That was a big factor.
It's the 17th.
Yeah, that was a big factor. Anyway. Long story short, that's the trade I made.
Wow. I love how you're just boldly, just proudly stating how you don't want to work.
It's not a big trade. Brittany Griner coming home, that was a big trade.
That was huge. That's awesome.
And I'm so thrilled. I mean, that was terrible that she was over there for almost 10 months of her life. I'm so thrilled that she's home, and that's a totally wonderful thing.
That was really interesting because it could have been 10 years. You know?
Oh, yeah. And they had sentenced her 9 years.
Are you familiar with the story of John Sinclair?
No.
Okay. There's a guy named John Sinclair. I don't know the full story, but he basically got 10 years for two joints. He got found in two joints, got thrown in 10 years. John Lennon wrote a song about it.
Right.
They gave him 10 for two.
Yeah.
And he became kind of a minor folk hero in that regard once he got immortalized in song with that. And I was seeing the parallels with her. I was like, oh, it's like a modern day John Sinclair.
Yeah,
story.
That but was terrible.
Yeah.
Fortunate that she was able to get home, that they were able to work that out. For those
it sucks,
who are,
and it sucks that social media just takes it and turns it into this like terrible, this divisive thing where it seems pretty obvious.
Why her and not someone else?
Yeah.
Like, look, we took the deal Russia was willing to give us. It's not like nobody was trying to get anybody else home.
Right. It's just so annoying when
we'll take anyone we can get, really.
It's just so annoying when you see people like spouting like, oh, the differences in the, like all that stuff. It's just like, you're running with it. Where were you 3 weeks ago about this person now that you care? You know, I'm not saying
you're
like
so deeply,
but right. I'm just saying it's just people grabbing a narrative and being like, oh, I can run with this.
Yeah, because they can get clicks.
Like, and it's just,
why can't you just be happy for someone?
And it's right. It's like it was kind of gross, some of it.
But we can be happy for it,
right? I'm happy. Yeah, sure. And it sucks. I don't even want to go there because it gives them too much light of day. Mm-hmm. Like, but it's just annoying.
Quick callback to last week's episode. I forget how it came up, but we were talking about Rodney Dangerfield and. You imitating Rodney Dangerfield?
I gotta tell you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. I said, take my wife, and that's not one of his lines or something.
We heard about this on the Twitterverse.
The Mayor Matt called us out.
Yes, that's Henny Youngman, not Rodney Dangerfield. And I take responsibility for that. They're both old-timey comedians from the same era.
I gotta tell you. Yeah. I just repeated somebody. I think you led me down that path.
I could have, yeah.
I was just doing the voice, and then you said something, and I repeated
it. Right, so Henny, you haven't been with us in 25 years, but if you were, I would apologize to you. Henny Youngman, take my wife, please, is your line.
Shout out Mayor Matt. Is he down for Moss Miami?
I don't think he is, but...
I guess that would be... We'd have to make fun of him again for just neglecting his city completely if he was down here for Moss Miami.
True. But I will have to say, I haven't told him yet, but Mayor Matt, you're in on the Zoom happy hour. Everyone else, I know I said to get to you this past week.
Yes.
I've slept 12 hours the entire week. That's an exaggeration, but not by much. I'll get to you soon. You'll find out.
Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of people to choose from.
Yeah, we do. I want to get to a dad joke of the week real quick and three facts, Jack, before we dive into Moss Miami.
Wow, you have a piece of paper. Like we said, we're a Zoom podcast.
We're actually seeing the...
You actually have a piece of paper that says three facts, Jack.
I did get my printer fixed.
It says three facts, Jack, and it has an exclamation point and then a colon.
Yeah, way to peel back the curtain here.
Dad, everyone knows you're reading.
Take away all the mystery.
First one, much shorter than the other two.
Okay, but the first thing I want to say is I found out today that Elton John just quit Twitter.
Quitter.
Like, yeah. Yes, I like it.
It's one of the better ones.
over objections.
That's so layered. Oh, man. That got
me. Quitter.
That got me so much.
That's the best one.
That is one of the best ones I've done in a while.
That's in the Hall of Fame. Whatever you call that, that's in the Hall of Fame.
There's like a top five of just sometimes they have like triple entendres of like layers of meaning.
Yeah, quit Twitter is perfect.
Quitter.
Elton quit Twitter over objections to what has happened since Elon Musk bought it. Noticeably, the elimination of the safeguards, right, that against misinformation and everything. And I'm wondering, we're all on Twitter. I rely on it a lot. Has Twitter become like one of those moral conundrums? Like, because I've considered quitting Twitter, but it's so important to me just to convey information professionally.
Yeah, that's why I've said. I mean, it's a cop out, but it's so vital for me for like what we do for work of just consume like the fastest way to consume news.
Right.
And I guess the part of your point is like, you know, how much do we trust? But, you know, I'm not like if I see something on a website that is not, you know, I'm vetting stuff as I like to think I'm vetting stuff. So I'm for what I do, I need Twitter.
Right. Yeah, I do too.
I think if it were, if it ever becomes Truth Social, then I'm out.
Yeah.
Right.
But until then, there's still good people on there. There's still fun to be had. There's still important information that's being conveyed. Why? Well, I might as well be a part of that.
The memes, right? I need the memes.
And I've heard Katie Nolan brought up a decent point. For someone that is able to move product like she can, like selling her books, Twitter doesn't generate much for her.
Yeah.
But for someone like me who's just trying to start out and get things rolling, it's vital.
Yeah.
I don't have an audience outside of that. With my music, it's not like I'm touring to...
Touring.
Yeah. I knew it. It's not like I'm touring to build up an audience that way. And, so it's been really important for me to like, through getting to know the both of you and helping drive downloads for us, we're at a level where it does matter. It makes a difference.
For sure.
And it's fun. I have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's just fun. What could Katie Nolan have done to make her decent point a good one?
You were trying to lure me into another U word.
No. That's me genuine because I'm making a joke because you said Katie Nolan had a decent point about this, and I was joking.
I never really joking.
I was joking. Oh. What more she could have added to her point to make that decent point a good point? You were just like in passing. Katie Nolan had a decent point on this, and I was wondering through your standards what she could have done to make
she
that.
She could have told me what avenue she's using to get the most clicks.
There you go.
The most sales.
That would have been a great point.
But
Katie's instead, great, just decent. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I guess she doesn't want to reveal all her secrets.
Yeah. There we go. That's true.
Because then the old Joe Schmo like me on Twitter will come and
say, go ahead, Dad. Read number fact number two.
No, quick dad joke first.
Wait, didn't you? Is this mid?
Oh, wait. Did you actually start Three Facts, Jack?
Three Facts, Jack. That's a new segment on the podcast. But
you did the Elton John fact.
That's not a fact.
Oh, that was just something.
Wait a minute.
Just a conversation. We were just conversing.
But I was talking about Three Facts, Jack.
Elton John quitting Twitter is not a fact.
But Dad, I mentioned
it is a fact, but it's not a
Three Facts. Didn't you say we were going to Three Facts, Jack?
No, he said Dad joke of the week, Three Facts, Jack. But I do think he said that first.
Yes, thank you.
There we go.
Yeah, I do. Way to not pay attention. Anyway, Dad joke of the week. What is a king's favorite type of weather?
A king's favorite type of weather?
Right. That's what I said. Time's up. Hail.
Hail the king. All hail the king.
Exactly. Thank you. I normally have a second dad joke, but that went over so well.
Man, we just
said, I'm not going to.
These are even worse in person.
All right. Three facts, Jack. Let's do it because we're going to have imaging.
I cannot. No, we're not.
Dress it
we're
up.
We're not having imaging.
Okay.
Yet he's traveling this weekend. Like, okay. We're not having imaging.
He's a traveling man. Number three. And these build up. They get so much better.
The first one.
Start low.
The first one.
They build up.
The first one's really short.
It is. The official state food of Rhode Island is calamari. It surprised me.
How about that?
That interests me.
I have no addendum. It just surprised. I thought it would be clam chowder. I didn't think it would be calamari.
Number two is like a full paragraph.
All right, number two. This is right in my wheelhouse. When the Flintstones debuted in 1960, Jackie Gleason threatened to sue because he thought it was a cartoon ripoff of the Honeymooners. Now, that I knew. Okay, I knew that. I lived it.
That track.
I lived it.
Here's the thing about the Flintstones I did not know. Okay.
That was just a helpful note, not even a fact, Jack.
A character actor named Alan Reed voiced Fred. And once he was scripted to say Yahoo as in Fred's voice. Well, he ad-libbed what became the character's signature Yabba Dabba Doo. And Reed later said it was inspired by the Brill Cream slogan, a little dabble do ya.
Really?
A little dabble do ya led to Yabba Dabba Doo. I did not know that until this week.
I really love that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You did bring it home at the end.
Number one. Pistachios. Give me that. That's not producing. That's anti-producing. Pistachios. All right. I'm going to get mad here. The smile is going to leave my face.
Remember, I'm developing chemistry in person.
Okay. Not with me, you're not. You're ruining chemistry. Okay, I got this thing going with my glasses. Pistachios. Okay. Can you tell them to stop?
You got to memorize. You don't know. You can't ad lib?
What happened? Greg a titty twister.
What happened with pistachios?
If you do it one more time,
what?
I'm going to scream at you.
All right.
Okay, don't do it again.
I won't.
Yes, you will.
I'm not. Go.
Don't do it again.
Greg has now moved to the opposite side of the couch.
Pistachios can spontaneously combust and catch on fire.
Really? Okay?
They're filled with... Damn you! All right, enough. This is ridiculous. I'm the only podcast on earth where my executive producer is literally trying to tickle me while I'm trying to read something. It's like so ridiculous. Howard Stern would not put up with
read less.
I love to read.
All right, they can.
All right, pistachios can catch on fire because they are rich in fat, which is highly flammable. And when pistachios are packed too tightly during shipping or storage and become too dry, they can self-heat and catch fire without an external heat source. I found that interesting.
Moral of the story, keep your nuts loose, folks.
That's right. Keep your nuts loose is exactly
That theory, you know, with fat, we could all catch on fire.
Well, believe me, you're right in the front of that line.
Wow!
I'm just saying.
Really?
Off the top.
Damn. Okay.
After being tickled by him for 5 minutes straight,
woo!
I'm allowed to come back with a retort. Which sounds like a dessert. Could I have a retort, please?
Two of them.
A chocolate retort.
Two of them.
Okay. Thank you.
With a raspberry compote.
Exactly. Compote. Another great. Enough! You're going to ruin my glasses like Charlie the Jumping Dog. All right, quit it.
And on that note,
yeah,
Christ Almighty,
maybe we should hear an ad from our sponsor.
We'll see you at Moss.
Yeah, we will. More Moss.
Moss more.
That kind of thing.
Oh, I got a cramp.
Left hip has a cramp.
This is Yeti Blanc for the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody at Moss Miami 5. I am here with one of the greatest friends anyone could have. I'm here with Andrew Streeter. Andrew, how's your night going?
Oh, man. I hope everybody can hear this. I hope these recordings are not for naught. Let me tell you, dude, I feel great. This has been a great night, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Even with the technical difficulties during our set, I would not have traded any of it for anything. On cloud nine, dude.
It has been a great night. Andrew, thank you for joining us. Thank you for being on stage with us. Had a great time. All right, I am here with Pablo Torre, formerly known as Pablo S. Torre. But he is here. I have just shown him the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody. Pablo, your reactions, please.
There are creatures that live on the surface of various bays in the New York area. They've existed for thousands of years. The horseshoe crab is an animal that jumped to mind when I saw what is allegedly a toe. It looks like a creature that predated not just humanity, but mammals, continental drift. I feel like there should have been a dollar bill next to it for scale, like a crime scene measure. I have no idea how big it is. I can believe that is up to 6 inches long.
There it is.
Fuck.
There is a measurement.
Oh my God.
It's at least 3/4 of an inch.
You've just scrolled to a photograph of an old wooden ruler next to this tub.
The oldest wooden ruler known to man.
That's the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Pablo Torre, thank you for joining us. Okay, I'm here with Amina Lassen, who up to this point has not seen the Greg Cody toe with Greg Cody. I'm about to reveal said toenail to him right now.
Wait, do I look at it? A picture, or should I go see it?
Oh no, he's got it in his pocket.
Yeah.
It's down.
You gotta look at it.
In a case, it's in a case. All right.
And you gotta look. I'm here still. Right,
1, 2, 3.
That's not the toe of someone who's alive. That was a corpse they dug up and clipped that toe. That is that, like, the hair and the toenails keep growing. That is disgusting. That is massive. Wait, was that the claw part, or was that the entirety of the nail?
His whole toenail fell off.
What toe do you think that is, Amin?
It's his great toe. I don't know if it's left or right, but it's his great toe. And it just rotted and fell off.
I object to the term
great toe.
The greatest toe man, Greg Cody. Oh, Zach Harper. I have Zach Harper here of Cinephobe.
Yes.
He has not seen the Greg Cody toe.
I've not seen it.
Okay, I'm about to show him and we'll get his reaction live. Zach Harper, here you go. Your life is about to change.
What the?
Zach just ran away from the phone. He cannot bear the image any longer.
That can't be real.
This is entire toe.
That's not a time toe. No. That's bad.
That is going to mean Amina Lassen, Pablo Torre, and Zach Harper.
A healthy person doesn't grow that. That's not healthy.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody at Moss Miami.
That's upsetting. That was upsetting.
Are you able to record? Can you hear?
Okay.
All right, I am here with Billy Gill. Billy, this is my first Moss, and it's been a great time.
Mine too.
So good. And it's been so good to meet you. What have you enjoyed about the night? Have you been able to enjoy yourself and relax?
I've enjoyed meeting so many people, honestly. I was in the front playing dominoes, and I just got to the back right now. It's been like, what time is it? 10:30. So I've been trying to get back here for over 2.5 hours, but it's been great. I can't believe how many people are here, honestly.
Who has been your favorite person to meet so far?
You. Yes. Have been my favorite person to meet so far.
Yes! I knew it. I just had this fear.
How is Greg's toenail? I didn't see it.
Greg's toenail was degraded and disgusting and glorious all at the same time. I'll show you a picture.
No, they were good. I saw a very long line waiting.
Is that your greatest disappointment, missing the Greg Cody show with Greg Cody?
It has been, yeah, but I'm on it now, so.
He's got it in his pocket right now.
What is he going to do with it after tonight?
Might have to fry it and eat it if he loses the Kornheiser bet.
You know what he should do? He should take it to Roy and see if someone will bid on it at the auction.
Put it on the auction?
Yeah.
That's not a terrible idea. Let's see if we can make that happen.
Yeah, go do that.
Billy Gill signing out for the Greg Cody Show. Thank you, Billy.
Thanks for having me.
I'm here with Rage Against Twitter. He opened up the fan showcase and he knocked it out. Outside of getting to perform, what's been your favorite part of the night?
Just seeing all the friends of the show, LAF, all the friends of the show. Seeing Adnan. There's lots of people here. Billy Corbin's here. Everybody I never got to see on a regular basis, so it's super fun. Very enjoyable. And y'all killed it. By the way, I want to say yes, maybe no. Killed it. The band killed it.
Thank you.
You guys held it down.
Thank you for supporting the show. I am here with some of our fans. What's your name?
My name's Rich. And my wife, Diana.
I am Diana.
We are here at Moss Miami 5, the Wynwood Marketplace. It has been a tremendous night so far. What has been your favorite portion of the night so far?
Part of the touch of Sex with the Animals with Ron McGill. But, Mr. Yeti Block and Andrew Streeter killed it. Killed it with the original shit, original stuff, sorry. It's just been great. We came down from West Palm, bit of a trek. We went by Stugatz. It's been great, met almost everyone at the show.
What about you?
I listen to you every morning on my way to work. My husband always puts the Greg Cody Show or the Dan Le Batard podcast, and I do love to listen to it every day. Like, I get to work very happy with it, listening to the podcast.
Well, bless you. Bless you for supporting him and not kicking him out for our sakes. I'm here with Tony Trombone from the Swayzes. He joined me and Andrew Streeter on stage tonight. We played trombone for Pebble Drive. It was awesome, and I'm just so glad he's here. Tony, thank you for joining us. Tell us a little bit about the Swayzes, where our fans can find you, and what you're all about.
Oh, first of all, thank you for having me. It was awesome playing with you guys. It was a fun treat. The Swayzes was the band. I was born in Key West, Florida. It's turned into six crazy soul rockabilly entity that's taking the nation by storm. You can follow us at The Swayzes on Instagram, all social medias. Les Green, also the late singer, I Am Les Green, is a phenomenal. Estimate Tequilas. Phenomenal talent. You'll catch him on in American Idol in season 18, as well as the voice of Little Richard in the new Elvis Presley movie. So.
Oh, nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's a really cool tidbit. Well, Tony Trombone, thank you so much for joining us.
You thank you for having us, man.
All right, I am here. The night has been great. It's getting a little long, though, and luckily some of the things have quieted down. And I found our friend Morgan from Australia. Morgan, this is your first Moss Miami. You flew all the way here from Australia. Tell us a little bit about your time here, what you've enjoyed tonight, what's been your favorite part?
I had a heater with Stugatz. That was a real highlight. He introduced me to Pablo Torre as this is Australia, so I'm just Australia now.
That's your new screen name.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's taken on Twitter at Australia, but I might. I'll do my best. But it's been amazing. It was worth every one of the 27 hours to get here.
Hopefully, it's worth all 27 back.
Oh, I'm not sure about that. It's always worth going home.
Well, Morgan, thank you for coming all this way to support the Le Batard Show, our friendship, everyone that's been here. Thank you so much.
It's been a privilege. Thanks, guys.
You are listening live to the Greg Cody Show recap of Moss Miami from down here in Wynwood. You can hear my voice. It's been a long night. Yeti has already played. Yeti, what have the people heard already? Because we're going to do this in order. Whatever you've given them, I have no idea. What have you given the people so far? So
the people have heard from Pablo Torre. They've heard from Amin El Hassan. They've heard from Zach Harper. They've heard from some of the fans of the show, Morgan from Australia.
The picture has been painted of what this night has been. I have taken 700 selfies. Greg, how many selfies have you taken?
699.
It has been, yet even you. How many people like have you got?
Not a ton, but I've talked to so many people. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to talk for a week after this. That'll make some people happy.
What an event. I don't want it to end.
It's been great.
It's an ego boost. It's a chance for us to appreciate our fans. Like, I'm going to get emotional if I really, like, express how much gratitude I have for the idea that this place that was filled with thousands of people. Yeah. There was close to 2,000 people here.
Yeah.
And every single person was treating us like we were Disney characters, like we were George Clooney. Like, we don't deserve it. The enthusiasm and the dedication that our listeners have for our show is moving, and this might take the cake tonight.
Yeah. I mean, there were hundreds of people lined up
for your toe
to watch my toenail.
I mocked people. I felt like kind of a dick doing it, but I was like, it's just like you just waited in line for a toenail. Is this the most ridiculous thing you've ever waited in line for? It's just like, what a night we had.
Yeah.
Yeti, you performed, a slight technical issue, but you crushed it.
Thank you.
I know, like, your song, I mean, partly, is there any part of you that's like, all right, good, it happened for his song?
No. This is the first time I've been on stage doing original music in 17 years, and
you sliced your finger.
I gashed my finger open on Pebble Drive. I jumped and I got a little excited, and my finger. So there's blood all over the guitar.
His guitar is covered with blood.
I had no idea.
It's all over. It's on the stage. There's spatters everywhere. So if someone gets murdered, I'm going to get blamed for it because my DNA is at the scene. Just to be able to get on stage and make music with my friends again, and it actually go like. Our performance went well.
Yes.
It was, yeah, it did.
I don't care about that little glitch. It was great.
Yeah. So just thrilled to be here and do this, right. And it's just been tremendous.
That is so rock and roll, blood on the guitar. I like that. That's like perfect.
You know what? I'm sorry.
It's all right.
I know you guys are going to hit this, but I mean,
we got a fan here. What's up?
The trifecta, man.
The trifecta.
Holy shit.
Adnan. Wow. Adnan, come here.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
This is a Greg Cody Show recap of Moss Miami. We are here with the host, Adnan Berg. How do you feel the night went? How are you feeling right now?
Listen, the most important thing is I finally got to meet Greg Cody.
Yes.
Okay? Wow. I was like, I got to meet the guy who is just dumbfounded by the Hard Network out. Back in my day, smoking cigarettes. Wow. I got to meet Greg and his toenail. So I did not ask for a picture with anybody, but I made sure to get a picture of Greg Cody.
We need to air this out right now. This is perfect. We have an audience here. Listeners are gathered around.
I want to show you my and then I want to show you my toenail right now.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you. That's a good reaction.
No.
I'm so glad.
But let me tell you, this is perfect because last night you were supposed to come to dinner with us.
Yeah.
Me, my dad, Yeti, our wives, we had a nice dinner. We invited Adnan. He was like, I couldn't make it. And my dad thinks that you big timed us.
He thinks
you got a better offer. He's like, Dan must have texted him.
No,
so clear the air.
I'll clear the air right now. So Chris first off told me, are you getting in? I said, yes. He said, Dan might be in for an expensive dinner.
I was like, go text Dan, get an expensive dinner out of this. He's like, I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah. But to Chris's point, I did take his advice. And I did text Dan. I go, hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
No response from Dan. So Dan big-timed me. Now Chris says, why don't you come out to Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
It's a little bit out of the way, but
I like an hour drive, bit of a sore throat. I pick up some DayQuil. I said, you know what? I'm not going to push it. We got a late night. So I would never big-time you. And in fact, the biggest reason why was, I said, I'm going to meet Greg, but I got to meet the wives.
I didn't want to get you sick, honestly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, I said, I can't go. I have DayQuil in my hotel right now.
I believe him. I honestly believe him. It'd be funny if we get like a picture later of Dan at Prime 112.
No, I promise you, my right tonsil was permanently impacted. I promise you.
Right.
I wouldn't be there.
The right tonsil.
It's Moss Miami. Did we have fun in Moss Miami?
Yeah, we did.
All right. I think that we can't do any better than that. Back to us. Gentlemen. How are we feeling?
Tired.
We feeling?
Froggy.
I was not hungover this morning, but as you can hear in my voice, I screamed a lot last night. And you had to talk loud in that place just to talk to normal people. So, like, it was – I'm struggling. I'm hoping I get a good night's sleep. This is Sunday night. We're recovering from Moss, and I'm hoping to get a good night's sleep so that my voice is ready to go Monday.
I think one of the weirdest experiences, not just of my career, but of my life, was standing up there next to my toenail as literally hundreds of people were waiting in line.
Yeah.
Not so much to meet me, but to greet my discarded, not discarded, my valued former toenail. It was one of the most bizarre things.
It's wild. I mean, we marveled at that in our recap that we just heard. It's just, it's simply, you know, I guess we're going to end up repeating ourselves everything because I'm about to say what I said in that thing too. Like, just blown away by the support of our audience and, you know, they make us feel like rock stars. It's pretty wild.
Yeti, what were your impressions?
Man, the whole night was just, it was fun. One of the cooler things on a personal note was related to the show was like, I was near the booth, but there were some people that didn't see me. They heard me talking to someone else and they said, I know that voice.
Yeah.
I would not have expected anyone in a crowd to be able to pick out my voice as, wait, that's the dude from the Greg Cody show. And so on a personal note, that was show related. That was really cool.
Yeah.
You know, we always joke about Greg's narcissism and that I carry it too, since I'm a Greg. And so when we were on stage playing Pebble Drive and Greg's up there and the crowd starts chanting, Greg, or starts chanting, Greg, 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 Greg. And you know, the joke with my wife was like, I was like, oh, they're cheering for me. You know,
Let's actually, I love that. Let's jump off on that for a second, because me and my dad, we have to talk about this because it's going to come up on the Levitard show. So I think we should get ahead of this and you know, my dad Yeti was on the side of that stage for that entire song. And I'm right there saying, Dad, go on stage. Like, this is your song with Yeti, like get next to Yeti, embrace him. Like, and my dad, he's going to sit here right now and he's going to claim that he didn't do it because he didn't want to steal your shine. He's like, I want these guys to have their moment, where I'm calling BS on that. Because I know he just didn't, he was just like embarrassed and didn't want, like he didn't know what dance moves he would do. He doesn't trust his rhythm. So like, I think that's what it was. Because Yeti, Dan's going to bring this up and talk about it because he was talking about it the whole rest of the night. Me and my dad, like literally, my dad has this level with me where he like gets to where it's like, he's cool, he's cool, he's cool. And then he's like, and like he hit me with that like tone of, you've pushed me to my limit. I am not going, like, it got to that point. So go ahead, Dad. I've said enough. Speak for yourself. Yeah. But
okay,
like, come on.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I hit the nail right on the head. Admit it.
Like, no, you didn't. As a matter of fact, you made a big ding in the wood. You were so far off the nail. Ruined a beautiful piece of oak. Listen, I did not. You were literally, the reason you and I yelled at you is that you were literally pushing me
because it was the end of the song. It was the end. I was like, Dad, this is it. I'm like, Dad, like, this is why. And I'm pretty sure you were over there. So Yeti, I'm sure, asked you, hey, do you want to, like, when we do this?
I did not. And that's the funny thing. I am.
So you just happened to be over there, Dad?
No, I wanted to be there when the song was performed, you know. And I
wanted him where he could see us, but I didn't expect him to be side stage. So it was cool that I saw him side stage. I'm like, oh, that's even better. Awesome.
Okay. So maybe I read it wrong, Yeti. Did you not want him out there? Am I totally wrong here?
Let me give you my perspective, because I had no idea what was going on.
Oh, wow. Side stage, I feel like awesome. I'm wrong.
I just
wanted
to know where he was at.
I feel like I'm wrong.
So out the corner of my eye, I see you and him struggling kind of – not off to the side, like on the stage, you know, enough where people could see.
Yes.
So ridiculous. Like,
and I didn't know how far deep into the beers Greg was. So like, is he trying to rush the stage and Chris is trying to stop him?
No.
Or is Chris trying to get him to come up here?
And what did you want there? Be honest. In that spot.
I had zero plans to have Greg on stage. Like, I just didn't think about it. Didn't think. I was just like, we'll give, you know, okay. I'll know where he's at.
Yeti, goddammit, answer the question, Yeti.
But when he showed up on stage, it was perfect.
No. Did you want my dad, like, what, when you saw us tussling, in your mind, were you hoping I was stopping him or trying to get him? Be honest and answer the question. Because this is like, this is validating who was right, me or my dad in this spot. So you have to answer.
I was like, oh, if he's going to be on stage, that's cool. But if he's like out of control and Chris is trying to stop him, man, I hope we get this handled, you know?
Okay. I still don't feel like he answered the question. I feel like I up I feel like I screwed up. I feel like Yeti did not want my dad out there, and I forced him out there.
I wouldn't have known because I didn't even think about it ahead of time. So, like, when he ended up out there, and this is a cool moment, like, it turned out perfect. Like, I was like, this is actually the right way to go.
Yeah, and that's what I thought. Like, I mean, I guess I should have, in hindsight, kind of like when I invited Adnan to dinner without asking you guys. In hindsight, I probably should have asked you, Yeti, do you want me to bring my dad up there, like, at the end
of
the song?
Here's what was cool about it, is that, like, Dan and Mike got up there too to try to like.
No, they help did that because up. They saw us fighting and they were both like, yeah, he should clearly be out there. So they literally, Dan walked up the stairs and was like, here, let me take this child.
So ridiculous.
Like, and he literally took my dad and was like, here, Greg, let me show you how to do it. This is clearly. Yeah,
very, like, very condescending. But that's okay.
I'll tell you what was special for me was when it all ended, everyone was chanting for Greg. And I got to give, like, Greg this really nice hug. And that was the first time either of us has said that, hey, man, I love you, and I'm so glad we get to do this. And, like, that was a cool moment. And people in the crowd, like, reacted to that well. So, like,
I thought it was a nice moment, too.
But I'm so glad it happened.
And I wanted it to happen toward the end of the song.
That it was the end. Don't do this. It was, like, it was the bridge. It was during the bridge. I was like, Dad, this is it. Like, he's bringing it back. Like, Jack, he's like, come on, like.
You refuse to accept what the truth is here. I don't know whether it's because you just think you effed up or what. But
no, I just think I know you.
Oh, let me produce this real quick and say, okay, like.
Thank you. My wife. Argument, I just wanted to say my wife just walked over here and was like, I was wondering why he wasn't up there for that song.
Yeah. It was the right call. So, but the fact that you're arguing works to our benefit as well, because that's what Dan told me. He says one of the highlights was that you were symbolically grateful to create, and you sang a song about Greg, and he fought with his son on the side of the stage as you performed it. So good, so funny. And I said that really is a good summation of our show. You know, we're trying to do something heartfelt or funny, and then you and Greg just start bickering.
Dude,
first recording together earlier in this episode, and you start tickling your dad, and he gets mad at you.
Dude, I'm telling you, he's going to lead with that on Greg Cody Tuesday. Like,
fine.
It was That's all he awesome. Was talking about was, like, the seriousness that my dad was dealing with us trying to get him on stage during Pebble Drive.
Okay, in that case, I'm going to give my listeners the truth a day before they hear it on the Levitard Show. I did not want to disrupt that song because I knew that when I walked on stage, I was going to get that reaction from the crowd. And I'm not a musician, you know, but I was honestly worried that it would be jarring to Yeti. And all of a sudden he's in the middle of a song and it might disrupt him for me to be on stage.
That's fair.
I thought it was appropriate that I was there at the end of the song and we had a nice hug. But
see, the part that I want to argue back with this is you weren't saying, I'm doing it. I'm just waiting for my moment. You were like, I'm not doing it. Stop telling me
initially,
to go.
Right. Initially,
you're rewriting history here.
Okay.
You were adamant about not going.
All right. Adamant Verk.
The whole thing was a great night.
Adamant Verk.
Being able to join Greg on stage, awesome. Just really fun all around.
And what a star-studded episode Yeti got. I mean, basically, we were trying to record the whole night, and, like, me and my dad were just, our heads were spinning. So good on Yeti, out there, talking to the people.
Yeah, well, that was
great.
Thanks
to Uncle Scotchy for inadvertently giving me a crew pass so I could get in the VIP area and talk to everybody who was back there.
Yeah, I mean, dude, last night you were a performer. You were a VIP.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, no, the whole thing was great, and I'm glad we're...
We need to move on. Like, we're running really long. Dad, let's just talk about the World Cup in 10 seconds.
Okay, let's not go without mentioning the tragedy involving Grant Wall, the great soccer writer. Witty's podcast dealt with this. How do people get to that podcast?
They released it. It was the Grant. It was like Witty and Grant Wall did Grant Football with Grant Wall.
Yeah.
And Witty did... it felt like 10 minutes. Like, it was just like, just him kind of just paying his respects to Grant. He just talks about his career and life. And, like, what Witty said there, we can't do better than that.
No,
I mean, it's just what horrific news to get this weekend.
Yeah,
it's
it was just, Yeah, I
it's one of those gut punches. Like, obviously, any death is terrible, but when you know people and you know how just fundamentally decent he was, it's just one of those gut punches that, you know, you're still feeling. And Moss Miami gave us, like, you know, the permission to, you know, try to, not forget it, but I was worried that, it might affect Moss Miami. Luckily, people were able to still have a good time, but it definitely affected the night a little bit, I would say.
I think it did, too, and I spoke with Mike Ryan about it. Initially, he wasn't going to go. Whittingham didn't go just because he's mourning his close friend, and Mike felt the same way but changed his mind because he thought that the event last Saturday night would lift him, and it did.
Yeah.
And he said afterward he's glad he went, and I'm glad he went too. It lifted his spirits, and I think it did all of us. And to anybody who knew Grant Wall, the World Cup itself sort of takes a back seat, but I do think Grant Wall would be very pleased with this Final Four. He would be loving what he's seeing right now because of everything that's happening. You have mighty Brazil falling. You have Morocco, the first African nation ever to make the semifinals. It's been a good World Cup.
And the quarterfinals especially.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, no, it was terrific.
You see a Morocco doing it, and you're just like, all right. I mean, they're the 22nd ranked team.
Right.
You know, like, that's what I mean. Like, in the game where there's one or two goals sometimes scored in an entire game, the margin for error here is so fine that, you know, I think, like, it just, like, gives hope. Like, there's – and Croatia making it back-to-back years to the – like, so it's soccer. While the powerhouses do well, it's still kind of a random sport.
Yeah, and I think this whole World Cup, particularly the quarterfinals stage forward, I think it's been a repudiation for anybody who still stands by the old bromide about, I mean, it's a boring sport, it's a low-scoring sport, nobody scores any goals. Man, a 1-0 game can be thrilling,
right,
in this sport. And if you don't allow yourself to appreciate that, that's on you. That's not on the sport. But all right, let's get into Moss Miami. We were live there, had a great time. What happened?
Do you think that we're playing the Moss Miami stuff after this?
No. What do you mean?
What just happened there?
I don't know. Are we?
The episode's over. Dad, the episode's over. We already talked about Moss Miami.
Okay, please take that out. I do not want to be made to look like an idiot.
Because you're thinking, because earlier when I said good job on Yeti getting all these names.
Yeah, right.
I thought I was teasing that. That was me recapping it. I was like, okay, how about that earlier?
Okay.
And we're leaving it in.
No, I don't want that left in.
All right, good night, everyone. Good podcast. Give me a Zoom hug.
Big Zoom hugs, everybody.
All right. Love everyone. Love all the people who waited in line to watch my toenail. Thank you very much.
That's what I forgot to say on stage last night was I meant to say I love Greg Cody like a pet, and I failed.
There you go.
Last night was fun, Yeti. Appreciate you. We said it to you at dinner. This is kind of like an end of the year party. Glad we got to see you in person.
Yeah.
I got to embrace you and a hug at the end of the night. I'm sad you're already back in Georgia. So, like,
Georgia.
So you're far away from me again. We're back on Zoom a day later.
I know.
But
Chris Cody, good hugger. Chris gives good. Greg does too.
Yeah.
But I'm really happy that our wives, like, didn't just, like, they weren't just cordial. They all got along. It was great. I love that. I'm a sucker for that kind of thing.
It's cool to, like, walk into the family and friends room and they're just, like, sitting there talking.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything went great.
Thank you, guys.
I just want to, like, make sure that the way Yeti said that, clearly I'm a better hugger than you. He was like, Chris is a really good hugger.
I love it, Chris.
He's like, Greg, you're a good hugger, too.
Right. No, several people, though, did compliment my firm handshake. So I'm just going to take a victory lap with that and take second place.
Ooh, Mike McDaniel's getting interviewed sideline. I got to go. All right, big Dolphins game. We're not covering it because it's Sunday Night Football.
Right.
Come on, baby. Even though I was a Chargers fan last year, let's go, Tua. Let's go, Tua.
All right, here we go. Hey, I got a thing.